At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, and we are here because the Falcons are getting ready for the Jets. It's Wednesday, guys. We have flipped our attention to the New York Football Jets, and of course, it is Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot of football to get to. We will talk to Coach coming up here on the show. And also, Mike and I found out that Jesse Bates is going to stop by a little bit later on in the show. So excited about that. But today, man, we got a chance to hear from our offensive coordinator. We've been talking about this a lot over the last few days. And, Mike, I know we're having a couple of technical difficulties here, but I do want to try before we move on. You said you had a chance to talk to Z-Rob a little bit?
Yeah, man. Zach Robinson was speaking with the media today before practice. I believe Jeff Ulbrich will speak after practice. But just asking some of those questions you and I were talking about, he kind of, you know, when you ask about the pistol versus the the under center, you kind of get the roll of the eyes a little bit because he's been sick and tired of it, ask questions about it. But some questions about, you know, Penix Jr. and why wasn't he doing it? And they went back and talked about, you know, the comfort level. And I said, is that something Penix is going to evolve into? Kind of equivocated on that question. But look, they're married to this concept. And we can debate whether it's because he's married to it as an offensive coordinator. Should he be, because Michael Penix Jr. did so much in the shotgun, especially if you watch, as we talked with Dave Archer before the broadcast, his last year in Washington, especially some of those playoff games, almost exclusively out of the shotgun. So presumably playing to his strengths, we have debated, and a lot of national broadcasters have felt that it looks more fluid and this offense functions better with the quarterback under center and then play action off that, but they'll stick with the pistol, and when Michael Penix Jr. comes back, sure sounds like they're not going to be changing anything.
The good news is Michael Penix had his surgery today, and the recovery time and the recovery period starts immediately. I also think, you know, when you talk about what this is going to be moving forward, look, I'd love to tell you that Penix steps right back in and picks things up and is going to be, you know, the guy we expect him to be. But I think there's a long road ahead before we get to that point. But he did have the surgery. The other thing we're curious about is the health of Drake London, which Ross sounded like he wasn't going to play this week. Now, we'll ask him once he joins us in here coming up on the show. But it sounded like he was not going to be available. He listed him as day-to-day. We'll see, man. I mean, look, can we go beat the Jets without Drake London? Yes. But we're better with Drake London, and obviously we're better when he's on the field. So a couple of injury updates. The Penix thing, Mike, having the surgery, no timetable on his return. But as far as being married to this offense, yeah, look, you can't change it at this point. You could in the offseason if you wanted to, but I think that's all going to be dictated on who the quarterback is.
Right. And one thing I asked the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, today was, are we going to see more Charlie Warner? And I said as a follow-up, is that a byproduct of the inconsistency of Kyle Pitts, which is code for why, you know, Kyle Pitts sucks and doesn't make catches and do his job. But, you know, Zach was talking, yeah, he was admittedly, because I said, you know, you dialed up a great play in Berlin. It's a game-changing play, and he can't execute it. And, you know, he he wasn't going to throw his tight end under the bus, but he did say that certainly Charlie Warner is impressed, and they know that he's, in some cases, it's a check down like it was in the Berlin game, but he turns into a big play, and of course, right up the seam for a touchdown against the Saints.
Yeah, look, you know, when we had Charlie Warner on, Mike, and it may have been the week, I'm not sure if you were here or not, but he came in and we were talking about the things he did this offseason and how he was asked, I think, even before they got to camp about running the football and what they wanted to do more of. And he said, look, Zach came and said, these are the things we want to do and try to help Bijan be a better running back. And he's like, dude, I'm open for whatever. He said, I knew going in I wasn't going to be able to be thrown to a lot, or at least, you know, get a lot of balls or targets thrown my way. But when he is thrown to, man, he's productive. He's not afraid to catch it and turn it in a few positive yards. I like what Charlie Warner brings. And to be quite honest, guys, he's the fullback on this team since we don't carry one, and a lot of teams don't. They use this kind of thing in this particular offense where the tight end has to block in these certain situations. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios on a Wednesday, guys. We will talk about the college football playoff rankings that were revealed last night. Connor Riley's on the way today. As we mentioned, Jesse Bates is going to stop by. So we do have a busy show up here today as we get ready for Thanksgiving. But bottom line is, as we look at, you know, this team and this offense, it's hard to judge whether Mike Zach Robinson is improving or is it just the quarterback play has improved.
Or, I mean, Michael Penix Jr. is perhaps, you know, not consistent yet. I mean, we all know and we've seen him do some really good things. And we've seen him, again, in the game in Carolina, he's got a 2-touchdown lead.
Right.
Before he gets knocked out of the game, he was 13 of 16. And he was making plays. We've also seen him throw balls in the dirt, throw behind guys, you know, be flat-footed, not have good footwork. We've seen some of that crop up starting with the Charlotte game. You know, I didn't get a chance to ask Zach about, you know, why weren't you down? That was kind of covered a few weeks back. But, you know, why maybe using the preseason to get down on the sideline sooner? Didn't get a chance to ask that question because I was 5 minutes late, Carl. You don't want to ask questions that may have been asked.
Sure.
And you look like a jerk. So, sorry, folks, traffic.
I've already answered that.
I got a failing grade from Archer for being 5 minutes late, but I'm used to that. Yeah. But anyway, as far as the function of this, the functionality of the quarterback, we've seen Penix get into a bit of a rut. You know, the third down percentage, and we were abysmal, Carl, for like 3 weeks, one of the worst teams in the NFL. So who do you blame for that? You know, is it a combination of the execution, the offensive line's not able to do their job, individual receivers are not making plays? But I think if you're watching the game with your own eyes, there was some wobble from Michael Penix Jr. in that losing streak.
Yeah, and I think what we're telling you guys, and, you know, again, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you out there. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What we're telling you is there is no revelation here with our offensive coordinator as to how he's going to approach these games moving forward with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. What you saw, and I thought it was interesting because Rob was asked this today earlier before we got here about, you know, is this what you expected with Cousins last year when he got healthy? And the answer was, yeah, we expected him to be under center, but we weren't going to come out of the pistol. We were going to do all these different things.
Right.
But we weren't able to do it at the beginning of the season because now we know that Kirk Cousins wasn't 100%. And so now what you're saying is this is probably what the offense should have looked like. You could be versatile. You can go 13 personnel, 12, 11, two tight ends, three tight ends, trips, whatever you wanted to do, and you could have Cousins either under center or not. And I think that was revealing today from the standpoint of, yeah, this is what we expected when he was healthy, but we only saw a little bit of it last year.
You and I were talking about this yesterday, and I said to you, I don't know, human nature or were there people in their bag? You know, the fact that, you know, Kirk handled, you know, saying he was healthy then saying, no, he wasn't healthy. I talked to our man, Dear Orlando Ledbetter, said, oh, no, Mike, they knew he wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think they had any big issue, you know, with him, you know, saying what he said at the Super Bowl.
Because they kept playing him.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe was the general manager upset that Kirk, have you felt that he went behind his back talking to the owner directly and how that played out? I don't know. Because we are in a situation where if Kirk balls out, you know, he doesn't really want to be here. We know that. I mean, he was not happy that they drafted Penix. You're not happy how things went down the stretch and was looking to be out of here this offseason. But next year, that $57 million salary cap hit, that seems a bit rich, Carl. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to work with you to restructure anything.
Well, look, that's the real question. But here's the deal. Is it a win-win if he plays well for himself and he wants to remain in this league as a starter for, let's just say, the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long he wants to play. Does it bode well for the Falcons to attempt to try to restructure him and lower that cap hit, but also give him some more money? Which, guys, by the way, Kirk Cousins just continues to make money. I mean, no matter how you look at it, he just makes money wherever he goes. But
he might not go to Canton, but he will go to Fort Knox when he's done.
He's loaded, man. I mean, and again, it's not all his fault. When teams, you know, when they decide to franchise tag you twice, there's a cost associated with that, and that's what happened to Kirk Cousins. And, you know, you're talking about the top five guys in the league, what the average salary is. So he's been compensated, you know, quite handily. But I'll say this, Mike, that's a real offseason question. If he doesn't play well, this makes the decision very easy. If we go the next 7 weeks and he don't look great, this is going exactly where we thought it was going to go. If he plays well, then we can have a conversation in the offseason about lowering the cap hit, giving you some more money up front, moving some more money for you, and making sure that we do have a quarterback that can come back and start next season. But the main thing right now, and it's Wednesday up here, guys, it's Thanksgiving, everybody's looking ahead to, you know, hanging out with family and friends and doing all that. It's a work week for these guys. They'll be here tomorrow practicing. Yep. Like, this is – business is right now, and it's right in front of you. And we're going to talk to Jesse Bates. You got to win this weekend. You can't. There are no more takeoff weeks for us the rest of the season.
Right. And we'll talk to Coach. You know, one of the things we had not really covered with Coach, we'll have a chance later to talk to Raheem Morris after practice, is the determination to start Michael Penix Jr., to say, putting all the eggs in the Michael Penix Jr. basket this offseason.
Sure.
And what was the thinking and the thought process behind that, you know, as opposed to rolling with Kirk Cousins, a veteran, because of the things we just discussed, there was some good, some bad, and some ugly in the Michael Penix Jr. starts before he got injured.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Coming up, we'll get to the daily download. As we mentioned, the CFP rankings, top five did not change, but there was an interesting change, and it could have a huge effect on the college football playoff. Hawks also in action last night, but not really. They showed up, but they weren't there. And we will get into some of the bigger games this weekend. We will give you our official picks because we are not back Thursday and Friday. So today we'll get to our picks and tell you what we're thinking about not only the college football world, but also around the NFL as we pick against the spread and over under. 404-726-0929. Wes Durham's going to join us as well, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons in the 4 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And we'll get his thoughts also on this college football situation.
Right, and then, you know, wondering, can Georgia Tech bounce back? I mean, I still don't know what that first half was. I think you and I talked about it on our pre-show. Catch that, by the way, on Twitch and YouTube with Day-Day and Oren. We kind of tell you what we're going to do on the show and kind of hash some stuff out like today. But, you know, it's funny. Georgia Tech has relied so much on Haynes King. We get that. But the one time that Haynes just couldn't do Haynes King stuff, you dug such a hole against Pitt, you couldn't get out of it. Then eventually Tech's defense started blitzing. So I still think an emotional game for upperclassmen, certainly for Brent. This will be Haynes' last chance to play and beat Georgia. But you just feel, I don't know, some of the wind just came out of the sails of this matchup the way they looked last week.
Yeah, look, and I'd love to say, you know, leave it all out on the field. Last week, Mike, they got gut punched. And by the time they reacted, it was too late. Now, you could arguably say the pick six was the separating point in the game, and it was. But
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get hit in the face like that and it's 28-0, man, you gotta like look at yourself in the mirror for a second. And they snapped out of it. Again, they did have two scores before the half, and then all of a sudden you come out in the second half, you're like, here we go. They're about to go down and score. Guess what? It's about to be a one-score game. This thing can go either way. And then it happens. So I'm curious to see how they respond as well. We're going to talk plenty about it here as we continue along. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios live at Flowery Branch. We're coming back. A lot more in store. Daily download on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.